This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry that day. We're gonna be alright.
7 after the hour, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I will tell you, if you have not been listening earlier, I'm a little off my game today, a little off the mark, because of the passing of my friend Dr. Joy Brown, who was one of the really great broadcasters of what I can say, not very humble, but my era,
our era.
My class, yes. So Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine will join us later in the hour to reminisce about her and her career and what she meant to many of you who listened to her for years and years and years. We joined by
this program, right?
She was on this program for years. Yep. Matter of fact, we have some, I think, bits and pieces of a lot of stuff from her that we will drop in here and there as we have time. Some of the conversations that we had, all of us had with her on the year. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Sharon Miller, who has some information for those of you who are ladies that aspire to be small business owners. This is going to be very helpful information for women entrepreneurs. That's coming up in a few moments. Right now, you may be depressed to hear that the news out of Florida is not all about Marco Rubio winning in the Senate primary. Matter of fact, I don't really care whether I said it earlier, he ran for dog catcher. When I got my vote, if I was living or voting in Florida. Breaking news! Vladimir Putin was arrested at a Publix market in Florida.
Did he have the Zika virus?
He did not have the Zika virus. Can you imagine there's actually somebody named Vladimir Putin?
Who would do that to their child?
I know, right? Come on. Terrible.
He was a kid, got too rowdy in the supermarket. Vlad, bad boy.
So he was a young kid that was, was actually... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was going to give him credit. Like, if he's 40, we didn't know who Vladimir Putin was when he was being named. But, man.
Mm. Oh, that would be a coincidence.
It's like friends of our family, they had a little boy who was born, I don't know, 5 years ago, and their last name is Cotter. What would be the one first name you would not give your boy?
Welcome back.
No, our generation, Harry Cotter is his
Harry
name.
Harry Cotter.
Why would you
really?
Do that? This is 5 years ago. The little kid is 5 years
Harry
old now.
Harry Cotter.
Yeah, why would you
I suppose the good news is that the number two guy at Daesh got blown up. Is that good news? Some people
may. It is good news. Well, you know, with ISIS, though, when one dies, they use it as propaganda so that a bazillion more pop up. But, you know, this is still a higher up guy, so there you go.
Okay. Hooray, hooray. The story of this swimmer, Brock Turner, who is a disgraced pig. He got 6 months in the slammer for raping a girl. You'll all be happy to hear he's getting out of jail 3 months into his term because he's been such a model prisoner. He was in a country club to begin with. He was in a county jail. He wasn't in a real jail. And the outrage that has come from him and some of these other similar occurrences has got the California legislature to introduce some bills there. Jen, did you talk about it yesterday on your local show?
Not yet, no. We haven't talked about it yet.
Well, there is a... this case got a law that actually I think was signed into law yesterday making prison time mandatory for anybody convicted of sexually assaulting a person who is not conscious. Why is it conscious? It should make a difference whether you're conscious or unconscious. Should be against
because there's some gray area with the conscious part. I mean, when you look at it, weird thing about looking at like the sex registries, do you ever look at in your area where you can point out who lives in your neighborhood?
Jennifer, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I think it's good to know who your neighbors are. especially, you know,
right, yeah.
if you have
yeah.
questions about that weird guy that lives kitty corner from you.
Especially in your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
Anyway.
But, you know, a lot of sexual offenders can be 18-year-old boys who simply got caught with their 16, 17-year-old girlfriends by some parents that weren't too excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they have to add these stipulations in to protect in those cases.
Right. The bill that passed requires prison time for cases involving any of these victims, so Governor Brown is going to sign off on it. I guess he's going to do that. Looks like it, anyway. But this guy got off on 3 months for good behavior. Give me a break.
And then the case this week, the guy, I forget what state it was
yeah,
in
the
Texas,
other day
got
about this.
A two-year probation.
Yeah, probation, that's it. He didn't
get
any jail time.
Yeah,
none.
Nothing.
Zero.
All these student athletes. I'm so sick of hearing that term. Student athlete,
and that's what's frustrating is in the news.
You're a rapist.
In the news, in the last few months, there have been two women who were out running in the middle of the day, who were attacked and sexually assaulted and murdered. And we kind of look and think, oh, people think maybe homeless people or you know these creepy older, you know, pedophiles, something like that. But they had to start somewhere, and I just feel like not punishing these guys for something like this and then sending them off to college where there's even more women. You know, it's just
yeah.
it's
put a shark in the goldfish tank. It's just reinforcing their bad behavior.
Oh, man. All right. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Sharon Miller. We're going to help those of you who want to, like Jennifer, be a small business owner. You can look up to Jennifer and be just like her when you grow up. That's next.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Napa Know How. You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
15 past the hour, Doug and Jennifer and Victoria have Sharon Miller, the head of small business at Bank of America. She's responsible for delivering business and personal financial solutions to the small business owners and entrepreneurs. So the focus is on women here, Sharon, women who are small business owners. What do you say? There's been a prejudice in banking, and I'm betting that you have changed that. Maybe that's why they hired you or brought you up in the ranks at Bank of America, to dispel the problem that women have borrowing money. That has been a problem, has it not?
Well, what we've found is in our study for women business owners is that a majority of business owners feel that they have actually the same resources, at least the key resources, as men do. But some women business owners do feel there are still disparities in certain areas. So, for example, 80% of the women surveyed said they did have the same access as their male counterparts to clients. So when you think about the clientele that they're going after to come in and do business with them. However, 28% of women surveyed felt that they do not have the same access to capital as men, and 25% say they don't have the same access to new business. So there are some differences when it comes to men versus women and their feeling towards the access to capital.
One of the things, though, that is noted, because you've done the survey before, women seem to be more optimistic anyway than they have been before, and maybe more optimistic than men when it comes to building up their business. Am I interpreting this information correctly?
That's right. So women seem to be more optimistic than their male counterparts. In fact, when they think about will their revenue increase over the next 5 years and do they plan to grow their business, we saw a significant increase of women versus men from the 2015 to 2016 period, where women remained steady. They felt like, you know what, I'm going to grow my business, my revenue is going to keep increasing, whereas men, they actually decreased about 18 percentage points when it came to if they thought their business would increase or revenues would increase.
Let me ask you something to take you off of the survey itself for a minute, and whether or not you agree with me that women are better business runners, better at running a business, better at just most everything that has to do with organizing a business than men are.
You know, I being a woman myself.
You have a smile in your voice. You got a smile in your voice.
Yeah. Well, I would say that that women tend to be very good at multitasking. A lot of us have children. I know I have two kids. I work. You know, you organize your family. You organize your business. And so I do tend to think that women have the edge when it comes to focus and organization of their home life as well as business life and just finding that balance.
Okay, so what concerns do you have, maybe after reading the survey, but maybe on your own as the person who's in charge of small business at Bank of America, what concerns do you see on the economic front, the horizon after the election, next year, looking forward? What are you thinking about business prospects?
Well, I think in general, our clients, and I travel around the country speaking to business owners, and I think once we get past the election, you will see that uncertainty settle. So right now, there is uncertainty out in the economy. We don't know who is going to win the election. There's concerns around health care costs, you know, certainly around the economy. And so I think once we get past the election, we'll find that settling down and people can move forward.
Is there any particular type of business that you see with your associates on the horizon that looks like especially good opportunity for women either trying to build up a business or start a new one?
The technology industry is certainly an interesting one. You know, whether you're focused specifically on technology or you're just in a business, we live in an age where you have to be, you know, technologically savvy. And so women business owners entering that field, in fact, we see in Silicon Valley only 3% of businesses in technology are started by women. So I think there's a big opportunity. opportunity for women in that field.
Are there government incentives for, there used to be government incentives, like in the radio business, there were government incentives for women.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Sam Hunt, who has become the first solo male to have four country songs number one on the charts from a debut album. 32-year-old Sam Hunt, making his mark on Nashville, became the first solo male with these hits. What do we know about him, Jen?
Just that he's a relatively new country singer, and if you listen to his sound, it's very kind of indie, country, rocky, sort of. It's not your traditional country, male country singer. But he's, you know, people really have jumped onto his bandwagon. I have not seen him perform live yet, but I would like to.
The LP is called Montebello. The songs that are number one, Make You Miss Me. Let's see, Leave the Night On, Take Your Time, and House Party, all at different times since this thing was released. His other single, Break Up in a Small Town, would have made number five, but it stalled at number two. So this guy's got a bright future, it would seem, whether it's a long
or not. It's a lot of hits from a debut album.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it was
bug you about albums. That always bothers me about albums. They fill them up. How many people have released
good albums that they were?
Like all 10 or 12 cuts were great songs and they were all recognizable. That the antithesis, you're supposed to fill up an album with junk and put two or three hits on it, and that's why it will sell.
I think most artists try not to fill it up with junk.
I know it's junk they don't think is junk. It's like the ones that they want to play because they're an artiste.
Yeah. Or they want to play in the camp session in their concert.
It's so different, though. I never, ever, ever, ever buy an album anymore. Usually, I download the tracks that I like from the album. I usually don't take the whole thing anymore.
I mean, anomaly then, because I never buy singles. I always buy the full album.
You are definitely in the minority.
Yeah, because I feel like some of the best songs are on the albums, not the singles. Like, I think of Ed Sheeran, his last album that he released, I love him, but I thought all of the singles were so blah, and all of the good songs were on the album.
Blah.
Well, a lot of artists try to make that case for buying entire albums instead of just selling off singles, but that's, you know, American Idol and The Voice and shows like that have really been blamed for killing albums because if they became so much about the singles.
I've always been about the single. Even when I was a little kid, and this is going to predate me, are you ready?
Yeah.
They would sell cassette singles, but I would have like 1,000 of those. You could actually just buy the little single of the song. It would have one song on the front, one song on the back, A and B side. And I used to love those. You could get them for like $1.99, and I was like all excited.
They were actually called a single.
Wow,
like that was actually, yeah, that's what that was called.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had the singles last week, by the way.
The last comparable chart achievement for a solo country male was 25 years ago when Clint Black had 4 hot country songs from his debut album, Killin' Time, which started him on the road to success in 1989. So it wasn't from that time to this time that 4 cuts from the same album made it to number one. Sam Hill in the focus. What the Sam Hill is going on here? What the heck?
Or in the Sam Hunt.
I'm in Sam Hunt. I was thinking of what is the movie where Slim Pickens is riding the bomb down. That's a famous movie. From movie scene.
From what decade?
What the Sam? Excuse me? Everybody, no matter how old they are, should know about these sorts of things.
Tell them, Dougie.
Yeah. Can be told here and know that the telling is told in the proper telling
style.
Tell
them about when you used to go to the movie show.
28 after the hour.
Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers want their state's constitution amended to protect their right to farm. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Question 777 will be on the ballot in Oklahoma on Election Day, pitting many of the state's farm groups against animal rights organizations and others. Jeff Jeronek is with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
There's those groups out there that just really don't like what we do, want to put us out of business, and definitely want to take meat off the table. And so this is kind of trying to prepare ourselves and set ourselves up for future generations to ensure that they can continue on doing what we're doing today.
Jeronek says Oklahoma City is expected to be a key battleground for public opinion on this. Roughly 2/3 of the state's voters are metro dwellers.
You know, the average American's more than 3 generations removed from the farm, and so they don't have that connection. With just 2% of the population out there involved in farming and ranching, you know, we have to take some of these steps to protect that legacy and that heritage and that tradition so that we can continue on and have a profitable business model to move forward.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's Weird News Radio, 34 after the hour. I'm the weird one.
Hello. The other two ladies with me are a little off the mark, if you know what I mean. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air. Our thoughts go to Frank Sowokins.
Who?
Lives in Grand Forks, North Dakota, listening to the Good Day program. Hello, Frank.
Oh, he's a listener to the show. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey,
how
Frank.
Are you doing?
What
hey,
up?
Frank. All right, so you'll be all happy to know that 400 people were shot in Chicago this past month. 78 dead. August, the most violent month in the city's history. Well, that's not true. You go back to 20 years ago. In October of 97, there were 79 people that were killed and 761 people shot. So Chicago, we have been focused on Chicago the last year or two, thinking, wow, what a horrible place. But you go back 20 years, and it was just as bad, which brings us around to the question, how can this stuff continue to go on? We're now talking about it. There seems to be a lot of media, news media attention.
I can actually give you an answer, maybe. When was the year that it started? Like, when was the time period when it started to get better?
When Chicago got better?
Mm-hmm. Was it in the 90s?
In the last 20 years? No.
Yeah.
No, not, maybe around the, I don't know, I'm just pulling this out of my butt.
Crime went down quite a bit under Bill Clinton as president, and that was because he took a really hard line on crime.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of different, you know, he did a lot more enforcement, and he actually ran on crime and
yes,
tried
he did.
To combat.
You're right, I remember that. Yep,
and
yep.
So, you know, that's what I think is starting to kick in a little bit, not to make this political, but that somebody needs to pick this up as their cause, because a lot of candidates are afraid because they think it, you know, they're going to get called a racist, and we've seen this going on with Trump. I mean, love him or hate him, the one thing that Trump has done over the last couple of weeks is he's made us talk about this with his Law and Order speech that I think was really well written by Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that's important. You need someone to deal with this and to talk about it and to not run away from it.
Well, and the Clinton thing, too, he put a lot of federal money into cities and policing, and in New York City there was a huge difference. You saw police everywhere when I was growing up here. Like, coming into the city with my parents, I mean, every corner there were cops, and you just don't see that anymore.
Last year,
I don't know what the problem is, but it's
2,988 people were shot in Chicago. 491 were killed. So far this year, 2,800 have been shot and 487 have been killed. How is this acceptable in a modern, progressive country? The homicide rate there, and look at other U.S. cities that have the same size population or smaller. Chicago's got, I think, 2.5-3 million people in it. How do we compare that to New York?
When you know
New York's
the leading,
like 12 million?
When you know
14.
That the leading cause of death of young black men is other black men, and this is it. This is true. And this is not car accidents. It's not drugs. Sure. It's not anything. 18 to 30-year-olds.
Shoot them up.
Other black men. And that is staggering. And
96% of the crime committed against black people is by black people.
And this is what gets me crazy about the Colin Kaepernicks of the world and the Beyoncés of the world, who think that they are doing favors for their community by pointing blame at police officers, when it's really, I mean, yeah, there are some bad police officers out there, obviously, but most of the people that they're walking with were actually committing a crime when they were killed. Let's start talking about the community. Let's try to clean up the community. Let's stop lying to people and start saying, look, you guys are killing each other. Let's make it better. Try to fix things. I mean, it's frustrating.
And that's exactly what Michael Jordan's position was when he donated $1 million to there was a police fund, and he donated $1 million to, I don't know, the NAACP or something that they were working on, because he said, how can, and Snoop Dogg had a similar message in L.A. at one of the rallies, how can anyone take us seriously and value our lives if we're not valuing them ourselves? And so it does have to start within the communities. It's you know, it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty it's really mind-boggling, actually. Here's something else from the world of mind-bogglers. The Minister of Culture and Tourism in India, Mahesh Sharma, has issued a caution to foreign women who want to travel to India: cover up your legs or you'll be sexually harassed. The advice is now included in tourism kits provided for foreign women. India coming under international scrutiny for the number of rape cases there.
And of course, it's a woman's fault for wearing a short skirt, right?
Right.
Is that
what
the message is here?
Well,
you
understand this is a completely paternalistic society. India is for the men, by the men, of the men.
Yeah.
Women are just tools, as is pointed out in the conversation we had yesterday about women being surrogates and all of the hoopla about that, and how now they're making it illegal to... are trying to make it illegal for you to hire, you collectively, to hire an Indian woman to have your baby or to grow, not have your baby, but well, I suppose have your
baby. Well, yeah, they have to have the baby.
Yeah.
They have to deliver it. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to deliver it. So this is, most of us do not realize how sexist the rest of the world is. We have a real problem, I think, with sexism, if that's the right word, in our country, and we think it's horrible. But man, when you go around and see some of the other societies, the Asian societies, the Russians, my God, the Russians are
awful. I'll put it in perspective for you. There was a parade over the weekend in Los Angeles, that's where I live, and there were hundreds of women who were marching topless down the street by the beach to talk about
Women's Topless Day on Saturday.
Women Topless Day, right. And so there was a huge parade celebrating that. If that had happened in almost any other country on this planet, those women would have been shot.
Yeah. Shoot them. All right. So, where was that again? When's the next one?
I'm sorry you missed it. It was by the beach, too. You probably would have been the Doug Steffen Manor. I mean, darn it. You could have been out there with binoculars.
Doggone it.
They had all the important bits, though, taped up.
What did they? Yeah. It's very immature. Men are so silly, childish, immature. You never see women interested in doing things like that, ever.
I just don't understand it. Can we talk for a second? Maybe I'm just getting old, and maybe I'm getting your Captain Curmudgeon cape for my
phone. Is this just between us friends?
Just for us friends. Just for us gals here. Sorry, Dougie. You're an honorary gal.
Yes.
Would any of you march in a topless parade?
No.
Because I just don't understand. Like, topless rights.
I don't think so.
I want a right to wear a top.
My question is, if you're going to do a topless march, why would you... You said they had things taped. I'm assuming they had, like, you know, little nipple tassels on or pasties or something. I don't understand why you're going to go ahead and do a topless walk and then cover stuff up, because the whole point of doing a topless walk is the right
What's
to...
What's the character?
Not wear
it's like,
top.
Show more!
Yeah!
I'm going out there handing out t-shirts going, cover up, sweetie!
No,
cover
but I don't understand the
like,
point of it.
Take off the tape!
I mean, Carrick does raise a good point, though. I mean, aren't you missing the point if you're still wearing pasties?
There's some law, though.
It's a law, right? Yeah.
True confession time. I went to the porn show in Vegas once.
Why does it come up more than once?
The Consumer Electronics Show. I went to the porn show.
Conversation,
yeah.
Folks.
Met Ron Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Anyway, and a lot of these women that were at the booth were wearing nothing except for tape in like a few little precarious positions. So there must be some law that the itsy bitsy tipsies must be covered up.
In Vegas, there would be very minimal.
Right.
Very minimal. All right. So if we got anything else here, I want to make sure everybody has spoken his or her mind. Excuse me.
Wouldn't you rather get a little in on it too, Doug? No?
Nope, I'm done. No.
Oh, boy.
Again, I call you a chicken.
Okay. Bark, 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 bark. Okay, up next, television news. Rob Lowe was roasted. Well, was it Rob Lowe or was it Ann Coulter who was roasted? We'll get to that. Plus, Vanilla Ice is joining a popular television program, and I'm here to ask you why. Up next here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
The Covercraft
Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we are at 47 past the hour. Rob Lowe was roasted this past weekend at Comedy Central. It was Ann Coulter, however, who got burned the most. Why was she there? Well, it could have been, Jennifer, because she just released a new book 4 days ago.
That's right.
And she was happy to be on the dais. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's
correct.
D-A-I-S-E-S,
a dais.
Do you want to know the funny thing about Ann Coulter is that she wrote this book in Trump We Trust because she was so happy that there was a presidential candidate who was talking about her plan on immigration. I mean, down to the letter. And now Trump is softening on immigration like the week that her book comes out.
That is funny. All right. So Rob Lowe will air on Comedy Central.
That's
it's
fun.
About him. About, these things go on and on and on for hours, and sometimes they can be pretty raw, if you know what I mean.
Most of the time, though, they're just not funny recently. A lot of them are just...
They're just nasty. In the old days, I didn't even like... Don Rickles used to do... Dean Martin used to start do the Friars roasts, and some of them were really funny, and some of them were just plain nasty. Vanilla Ice going to Dancing with the Stars. Why?
So excited.
Yeah.
Why?
Former Governor Rick Perry also announced going to Dancing with the Stars.
By the way, I have a total crush on, by the way.
So Lori Hernandez is going to be there, the gymnast. Amber Rose, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, Jake Austin, Maureen McCormick, Tara...
Marcia Brady.
Yeah.
Emma Stamp,
the actress. Ryan Lochte. Hello.
Huh? I have to dance.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice's real name, by the way, is Robert Matthew Van Winkle.
Yeah, it is. Rob Van Winkle.
All right, so Chuck, what do we have for movie news today?
Universal Pictures has signed a relatively unknown actress named Karen Gillan to play one of the main leads in its reboot of the Robin Williams movie Jumanji. This has a really good cast. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black are going to star in this film, which will probably go into
production
later this year. What's that?
I said 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Yeah, 2 out of 3. I'll take. Which one don't you like?
Kevin Hart's a waste.
I figured that. He's an acquired.
I'm a racist too.
Anyway. But I am a big fan of Jack Black. I like him a lot. Other news: Warner Brothers has acquired the film rights to a best-selling book titled "Live Fast, Die Hot" is a starring vehicle for actress Anne Hathaway. This is the plot: a New York City actress leading a carefree life is forced to grow up when she has kids. Is anybody going to want to see that movie? And TV news of interest: NBC. NBC's Grimm will end after season 6, and Victoria, take note, ABC's Pretty Little Liars will end after season 7.
Devastated.
All right, the story of why Gene Wilder didn't make a movie. He didn't like
what was being done. He didn't like the CGI. He didn't like the sex. He didn't like the bombing. He didn't like the swearing.
True. That's all true.
3D. He didn't want to do a 3D movie. It was junk, he said. So he wrote books instead.
The acting credits were only 37. I mean, you know, as much as I like Johnny Depp, but when you make a comparison to Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka to Gene Wilder's, there's just simply no comparison.
Was there a...
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
53 past the hour now, as the focus on life, liberty, the pursuit of gratitude. There's a story from Amy Newmark, who's responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, about a woman who changed a layoff into a new job just by saying thank you. The power of thank you. Up next here.
Today on App Check, LeafSnap uses visual recognition software to identify any tree species. Great database, but it has real problems identifying leaves, and that's the whole idea. LeafSnap
struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, this answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. No one will argue that kids and alcohol is a first-rate problem, and researchers have found that a large number of individuals who experience serious alcohol problems started drinking right about the time they hit adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are four times as likely to become alcohol dependent as those who waited until age 21. But get this, the rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological trick? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes the drink, and then, if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
More stories that you can shake a stick at. Lots of them right from the heart of the people involved. I find myself always, always, always motivated after I listen to a few minutes with Amy Newmark, who is the author and the editor-in-chief of, I don't know, if author's not really fair, because what you're really doing here, Amy, is taking stories that you have gleaned from other people and putting them together.
Yeah, although I have to say, I end up rewriting a lot of the stories.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so it's really like being a cross between an author and an editor, because I do a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm. And you have, as a result of that, lots of stories, and we've been sort of focused on this newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. I am now so focused on this. Thank you for your help. The idea of thanking people, of thanking just in the moment when you wake up, or the moment when you go to sleep, or some moment when you're in your car, or some moment when you're quiet, focused on thanking whatever contributor or contributors have helped you to get through the day. That's what's, I think, what's lacking, but it goes so far. And so here's the story of a woman who changed a layoff into a new job. How'd that happen?
Yeah, this was a pretty extreme and wonderful example of the power of gratitude. Lindy had a job for 2 months, which she loved, and then her company had massive layoffs, and she was one of the people laid off. And as these two guys were telling her, she turned to them and she said, "So, how are you?" And she expressed concern for them because she knew how hard it was for them to implement these layoffs. And then she thanked them and said how appreciative she was for the fact that they had hired her 2 months ago, because it had changed her life to get this job. It had allowed her to move to be closer to her grandchildren. And they were so blown away by her gratitude that by the time she got home that day, she had a phone call from a recruiter from another company like the one she had just left, saying, "We heard about you from your manager at your old company. We'd like you to come and work for us now," because anyone who can be that grateful and gracious while being fired is somebody we want to hire.
You're fired. Thank you.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, well, it does. I think it's an amazing thing, proof that thoughts are things, in my mind anyway, and how powerful it is to say thank you to the people that affect you one way or another. We all have them in our lives, some more than others. So that's why you keep it top of mind, front of mind, if you will, front and center. The book Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude, editor and publisher is Amy Newmark, and you can find these podcasts, all of them, at iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio or at DougStefan.com. This is great stuff. Always food for thought. Amy, thank you. It's 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.